We got number four. Let's play it first before we try and diagnose. It says driving, so this would be like 1, 2, 3. A flat over G. I mean, A flat and then E flat over G. You can just play E flat there and leave the G to the bass player. You know.
Okay.
It's not worth me showing you for now, for the purposes of today, an edge voicing with the
E flat.
It would have to be.
It's like this kind of this. Kind
it would be like
thing.
Be like a G shape. D shape. Like, you know, you usually play a D shape and then the G's on top and then you just stick it in the bass. So that's it right there. That's a D shape E flat chord,
right.
And you just stuck the top note in the bass down 2 octaves. It's not that hard. Very good. Very good. Here, let's do it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Where are we? Here, B flat first. Okay.
Yeah. 2, 3, 1. Minor though. Minus.
Minor.
No worries. 2, 3, 1. Tonic is, it's gotta be B flat. Yep. So we immediately rule out, the three major modes, and we're down. We know. Well, you can use process of elimination from what we did already, but it'd be easier.
I don't want to.
Good. So what you're going to do is try and analyze the progression in terms of Roman numerals. Let me help you. You got obviously a 1 chord to start with.
Right.
And so play that chord. That's Roman numeral 1. What's the next chord in terms of Roman numerals? The D flat.
Yeah, assuming a minor setup of 4 majors, so a 4, but the 4 is major. Here.
Well, no, the D flat comes first. So
the 3?
That's the 3. And that's diatonic to B-flat, so we could be in Aeolian. So what you do is you assume you're in the basic Aeolian one, until otherwise notified, right?
Right.
So that's a 3, so nothing new there. And what about this? Oh, is this what you were saying? Normally a 4 in a minor key is a what?
That's my problem.
Yes. So usually a 4 in a minor key is minor, and in this case it's major, which gives us a G note, which according to the key of B-flat is a what interval?
Sorry, B flat minor.
Yeah, but you could use major just to name it.
The 6.
It's a 6, that's absolutely right. And so we got a minor mode with a natural 6th, and that would be?
Dorian.
That's right.
We're in Santana land. Okay.
That's right. And so if your fingers don't know Dorian, you could think of what parent key?
We're in B flat minor, so A flat.
You could think A flat, but obviously it'd be better to think in B flat and just play a natural 6th. Like, go ahead and try it. 2, 3.
Oops. I'm having trouble with that end there.
Sounds good.
Thinking in terms of where fingers know the scale. Then we go back to it. That's a really thinking in the mode. Like I'm making myself not thinking in A flat. And if I were thinking in A flat, this would be a lot easier.
A lot easier. So, try it. Do it in A flat.
Alright.
1, 2, 3. Flat minor pentatonic right there, right?
I ended up there somehow.
Which is cool, you can totally do that. Right. So try and you're allowed to do this. You know, no one's gonna know whether you're thinking A flat major or B flat Dorian. Eventually it will be B flat Dorian to you.
Right.
But one way to get there is think A flat major and mix the B flat minor pentatonic.
Right.
Let me just demonstrate this. Let's say you're at the 4th fret. Everyone knows this sort of shape. Right. What would be the B flat minor pentatonic that goes right in, you know, 3rd position, kind of? Which shape?
Or?
But no, I just mean the minor pentatonic, not even the scale.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The G shape, yeah. It's a G shape. So suppose you thought, you know, and then, what would that sound like? Like, try it for a second. You know, try the notes of an A flat major scale, then B flat minor. I'll know which one you're thinking when you switch.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Track though, you're on the right track. So the thinking of the scale gives you nice color tones, right? But thinking of the pentatonic gives you like strong, it's kind of like masculine and feminine. You know, you need both in a good solo. Well, in all music, that's a topic for another day. Let me take a little bit. This is good. You're on a good start.
Okay. We are at B flat, D flat, E flat.
Play through once if you want. Before we start.
Minor.
Only one chord is different on the second half. To be able to think of the mode without thinking of the parent scale and knowing exactly where the two color tones are. Like, I'm only thinking B, you will get there as well. I'm only thinking B flat minor pentatonic plus a natural six and a two, and I can see those everywhere I am. And it's just like all, it's kind of like all the pentatonics are like one color and the other two are the other two colors, and I add those in for spice, you know. You'll get there. This is good. You're on a good track. We're going to move on though. Or you want one more pass at it?
No, I'm good.
All right, good.